Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and
Brazil's proudest treasures are its music, and supermodel Gisele Bündchen will become the girl from Ipanema tonight in the opening ceremony. It's a 1960s bossa nova anthem. You hear it there. Unforgettable. The woman who actually inspired the song will also find her place in the games. Elo Pinheiro is the original girl from Ipanema, and while she's not invited to tonight's festivities, she will be a torchbearer on the final day of the 2016 Summer Games torch relay. The story goes that Pinheiro was spotted by the composer Antonio Carlos Jobim and the poet Vinicius Moraes on the beaches of Rio in the summer of 1962. But the song was actually written for a musical comedy that Moraes was working on about a sci-fi alien, originally called Menina Que Passa, the girl who passes by. And it was Astra Gilberto, the wife of singer João Gilberto, who gave the song its voice. It became a worldwide hit and eventually won a Grammy for Record of the Year in 1965. Quite a story. Coming up, the music of the games with culture reporter Melissa Locker. Stay with us. The opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympic Games in Rio begin tonight, as we mentioned, and while we've been discussing plenty of doubts surrounding the success of the Games, as our culture reporter Melissa Locker explains, there's one thing we can all count on.
I think a lot of people forget that every single Olympic has a theme song. And honestly, the theme songs, along as much as I love fencing and gymnastics, I also love the theme songs because they're everything from like really anodyne anthems to sort of heartwarming, epic songs that are just played constantly during the games, either at the opening ceremonies or the closing ceremonies. And some of them even turn out to be massive chart toppers.
Does Rio have a theme?
Rio has two themes. One is the official theme song for the Rio 2016 games. It's from a Brazilian samba star and a Brazilian rapper who teamed up for a song called Alma e Coração. Fazer acontecer, lutar
e conquistar, mantenho a fé. You say it has two songs, though, there for Rio.
Right, because the Brazil has their official theme song, and then the U.S. has their own theme song, which I believe the NBC commissioned for the Olympic coverage, and it is by Katy Perry. The song is called Rise. It's very anthemic. It's beautiful. It, you know, gives Eye of the Tiger a run for its money. It's basically Katy Perry's roar, but for the Olympics.
This is not going to be played when they're on the medal stand. It's still the national anthem, right?
It will still be the national anthem when they take gold medals, but I kind of like the idea that Katy Perry is going to be played every single time the U.S. wins an Olympic medal, I have to say.
Take me back to 2004.
The Olympic Games were in Athens. Greece is where the Olympic Games actually started.
Right.
And so they decided to not exactly have someone local make the anthem, but they went for this artist.
One breath away from Mother Oceania.
Bjork is so weird.
She is, and she's Icelandic and wonderful, and the theme song is just completely out there. But of course, you know, the theme songs aren't always that strange. There's something much more kind of classic, and songs that you may never know were actually written for the Olympics, like Whitney Houston's One Moment in Time, which was part of the Seoul 1988 games.
So that was written for those games.
It was. And I think most people have no idea that it was associated with an Olympics because it became one of Whitney Houston's sort of classic songs. But if you listen to it now and you think about, you know, kind of people with their hands over their hearts and their, you know, the fireworks going off, it's a beautiful song and it kind of captures the moment.
General nationalistic schmaltz, which we need more of these days, right?
Well, if you're into schmaltz at all, but not the nationalistic type, you have to check out this song from the 1984 Games in Los Angeles.
That is so cheesy 80s. Is that the Caught Between the Moon and New York City guy?
Yeah, it's Christopher Cross. It's called A Chance for Heaven. And it's just so quintessentially 80s that I personally love it. I think it just captures that moment and era so perfectly that it's hilarious to listen to.
Barcelona really went upscale, it seems to me. Freddie Mercury is close to my heart. Let's listen.
Barcelona, it was the first.
So overdone.
Yeah, this song is interesting because it was actually written a few years before the Olympics, but when Barcelona was awarded the games and they were like, hey, we need a theme song, this was the song that they turned to. They're like, we obviously need Freddie Mercury and Montserrat Caballé doing Barcelona.
Hearing Freddie Mercury belt it out, though, makes me happy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. Have a great Olympics.
Thanks, John. You too.